It's the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
For House of Cars. Until January 15th, enter to have House of Cars wipe out your debt for free. No strings attached. Visit houseofcarscalgary.com.
It is Friday, November 27th, 2020. I'm Shauna. Beckler is away today. He decided to take a long weekend, so it was just me hanging out. Of course, geez Louise, is there some drama going on in Alberta right now? If you haven't been following along, well, Dr. Dina Hinshaw yesterday called out the person who leaked some tapes of conversations that have happened in the private daily meetings that have gone on between Dr. Dina Hinshaw and some government and health officials. I guess these tapes had some pretty damning things in them that concern people, namely that some of the health experts' recommendations weren't being taken the way that they a lot of people think should have. Also, there was some concern, as I guess it points to the fact that there was more concern about the economy and reopening things early than there was for the health and safety of residents here. Now, again, it's interesting because we haven't heard the tapes ourselves. This is kind of hearsay at this point. There is a long article that you can read up on right now, though, to kind of make your own conclusions on it, and I'm sure there's more to come on this. We do talk about this a little bit on the show today, but first, something real stupid for you, something to kick off your weekend.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
Yesterday was, of course, American Thanksgiving, and one thing that I found interesting, of course, there was some football going on, which is great, but there was also the Thanksgiving Macy's parade, which I found very strange because they still had the big parade. They had all those gigantic floats. It's a huge thing every year. The parade still happened. There were people still commenting kind of on the sidelines, but of course nobody was allowed to come and watch the parade. So it was just these floats and all of these performers and everybody performing to the walls of buildings, essentially, which I found a little bizarre that they continued it. But I guess there's some TV revenue. I guess people love looking and watching and seeing the Thanksgiving Day parade. They felt it was worth it to still continue on. One thing, though, that happened during the parade that I really quite enjoyed was there were some steel drums playing. There was a steel drum band. And as I was listening to this, I was like, you know what we need in life right now is more steel drums. You cannot hear the steel drum and not feel happy. Like, the steel drum is one of those instruments that if you just slip it in there, it instantly makes anything cheerful. Just listen to this.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
The big news right now is the drama that is unfolding regarding these secretly recorded conversations that happened at these COVID-19 meetings daily that have been happening between Dr. Dina Hinshaw and a lot of other government and health officials. And I'm sure you've heard a little bit about this by now. But basically, these tapes are pointing to the fact that at times, Dr. Dina Hinshaw's recommendations were not always taken. There was also a push for an early relaunch, according to these tapes or the news that we're getting about these tapes. Apparently, there is also some tension that's building between Dr. Dina Hinshaw and other officials as well. Apparently, a source close to Hinshaw even said that she may disagree with the way things are being done, but she fears that if she steps down, things could get worse. So she's trying to do the best she can from the inside. Now, all of this, again, is being relayed to us at the moment. We haven't heard the tapes ourselves. Dr. Dina Hinshaw did publicly address this yesterday, saying that she feels like a violation of trust has happened and that they're going to do some research to find out exactly who did this because there are some serious repercussions that come with this. But if that's true, there are some concerns. And I'm wondering what's going to happen from this point on. Like, obviously, this is just beginning. I don't think we're just going to fade away with all of this information now. I don't know if eventually we will get to hear these tapes or what's going to happen from this point. But if public health officials are being ignored, that is quite concerning. Now, a health law expert also said something kind of interesting about this whole thing. He said, if the government is in fact not following scientific advice, that Dr. Dina Hinshaw owes us the responsibility of coming out and saying they're not letting me do my job. Even if this puts her job on the line, this law expert was arguing that this is the nature of public service and she still owes it to the public to expose what's going on if it is in fact that dire. Holy! This is a lot to digest. Again, I think there will be more coming out with this in the coming days. But as Beckler said yesterday, if Dr. Dina Hinshaw writes a book, I think we'd all read it.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
I have to be honest with you. I've been looking for some stocking stuffers for my boyfriend, and I got looking at men's underwear. And, you know, he's done the Saks thing before. He's a big Saks guy, but I had no idea just how many varieties of men's underwear there now is. Like, women's underwear has always been far along. We've always had all kinds of options. You know, you've got the full back, the granny panties, the thongs, the G-strings. We've had all kinds. Now there's all that for guys as well. And I was fascinated. Like, last night I went down a rabbit hole and I saw all the kinds of options for guys' underpants that I had no idea existed. There's, like, you know, ones for men that need more room. Yeah, okay. There's ones with air holes, horizontal flies, more protection for the boys. There's even organic options now. There's one with a 365-day guarantee as well, which, well, I know some people who would probably challenge that one. But I was thinking the names for these things could be better. You know, Beckler and I love to come up with pun names, that kind of thing. And I thought of some when I was looking through all these underpants. And here's a couple that I thought of. I'm just going to run them. I'll just shoot them off for you, okay? You can decide. Bird boxers. Like Bird Box, you know, the movie, Bird Boxers, Pecker Pocket, Smuggle Muzzle, Nugget Buckets, Trunk Tech, Dong Drawers, okay? Do any of those work? Or if you're, you know, into the thong thing, which I don't judge, then the Schlong Thong, of course. I feel like that one's got to exist, though. That's almost too obvious. I think Nugget Buckets may be the best one to sell, you know? What do you think? They could come in like a fried chicken bucket as well, you know, just a bit of a novelty there. Why not? What do you think? Anyone? I have too much time on my hands right now. It's fine.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
So good friend of the show, Sean, she listens religiously every morning. She always comments on her stuff. But she said, you know, the nugget buckets, if you went with that, could come in 6, 9, or 20 piece. I was like, that's pretty genius, actually. I didn't even think about that. It could be a nugget box full of underpants. That's always like, that's a thing right now. I don't know, the novelty. Like, I've seen, you know, ramen or like Chinese takeout containers filled with underpants and socks now. It's kind of this novelty thing. So really, I'd be on trend with this. But then I thought about that and I was like, you could also get the underpants in a Happy Meal, which comes with 4 underpants and then a toy. And I was like, the toy could be, I mean, it could be a sex toy, right? It could be the adult version of a Happy Meal, really. I mean, why not? Wouldn't that be genius? This is coming along quite nicely. Real stupid, but I honestly think that it would work. I need to start actually trying these ideas out and seeing if I can sell people on them. And then all the ones that don't work just have a Shauna's Wall of Failure. You know what wouldn't be on the Wall of Failure? The Hungry Vacuum. The vacuum that when you vacuum, it goes, om nom 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 nom. And then when it feels like you've sufficiently vacuumed, it burps. That's still my favorite. It looks like the Cookie Monster. Okay? Still think that's genius.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
Credit cards, line of credit, car loans, personal loans. We all have debt, and House of Cars wants to wipe it away. Now until January 15th, enter to win the Wipe Your Debt contest at houseofcarscalgary.com. House of Cars, Alberta's top choice dealer 5 years in a row. Often imitated, never duplicated.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
Etymology with Shauna.
I was thinking of the word ostrich the other day and how friggin' weird that is. Don't ask, okay? I've got a lot of time on my hands these days. But I looked it up, and the origin of the ostrich is pretty funny to me. It comes from the ancient Greeks, much like the majority of our language. But the word ostrich actually comes from the Greek word strothion, which means big sparrow. So the Greeks thought the ostrich looked like a giant sparrow, apparently. You know, I'd never really thought of that, but it's kind of true. Like, it kind of does. Look at the ostrich again, okay? It looks like a big, goofy-looking sparrow. The Greeks also called the ostrich Strothomothalus, though, which I'm definitely butchering the pronunciation of. I apologize. But that means camel sparrow. Because the ostriches have a long neck like a camel, so they said camel sparrow. And I like that better, I think. Like, from this point forward, I think I'm going to be calling an ostrich a camel sparrow. Hey, look at that camel sparrow! Yeah, kind of like how my friend's little kid calls pigeons garbage ducks, which I think is honestly a way better name. Okay, so that is where the word ostrich comes from. A little bonus for you as well, another quick little etymology. The word fizzle, yeah, that comes from the 16th century, where it means to break wind silently. In other words, fizzle actually literally means silent fart, or a mom fart, if you will. Silent but deadly one. The word fizzle also, okay, was a bit of an onomatopoeia back there, because that's the sound that a silent fart apparently sounded like to these people. So next time you say something like, oh, that fizzled out in regards to a relationship, you're actually saying that relationship farted out, okay? Or if your pop, let's say, has a bit of fizzle to it, ooh, it's fizzy. You're saying your pop is farty. So you're never going to be able to say the word fizzle seriously ever again, thanks to me. You're welcome.
Etymology with Shauna.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
A friend of mine brought Smirnoff Ice as her drink of choice to my place the other day, and I was like, is this for icing people? Or? And she was like, no, it's what I'm drinking. And I looked at her and I was like, you know, that goes into the category of drinks for me that you only drink when you're first starting to drink, okay? There's a whole schwack of drinks like that, like Mike's Hard Lemonade, Bacardi Breezers. I remember Rev used to be one of those as well. I think my sister used to drink Rev at one point. Malibu Rum, I would even kind of venture into that. It's the drinks that are really quite sugary. They kind of taste more like sugar than they do alcohol, and it's because you don't really like booze yet. You haven't really acquired that taste for a nice whiskey or a fine wine. So instead, you're just like, well, I want alcohol. Okay, I just don't want it to taste like booze. So what do you have? So they just are like, sugar, here you go. Okay, any of these sugary drinks. I'm thinking that there should actually be a designated aisle in the liquor store just called Barely Legal, and it has all these drinks in it. Again, it's for people who really don't like booze, but they want to drink, right? This is what this aisle should be for. Why not? Seriously. In fact, I'm shocked no company has marketed themselves this way yet.
Barely Legal. The drink for when you don't really like booze, you just want to look cool at a party.
Every person who's just starting to drink and doesn't really like that taste yet, they'd be all about that. It would sell like hotcakes. You could make them low booze as well and just something that they can have at a party where they're like, ugh, booze is gross, but
look at me, I drink.
You know? It's actually quite nice that booze has kind of fallen out of vogue for younger kids, because when you think about it, it's a little bit ridiculous. Like, those drinks were essentially gateway drinks, right? Like, when you look back, it is a bit of a strange concept.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
Earlier this week, I was telling Beckler that when I hear of different restrictions and the lockdown and everything like that, this thing happens where I start singing songs, but I change the lyrics to them to pertain to the lockdown. So for example, what I mentioned earlier this week, Chumbawamba, okay, I get knocked down, but I've changed the lyrics just a little bit.
I get locked down, we'll open up again, and you're never gonna keep us down. I get locked down.
Okay, you get the idea. That's enough of that. You understand, okay? I won't expose you to more of that. Well, I've come up with another one that I like doing this with as well. I don't know if you know the song Home for a Rest by Spirit of the West, but it goes like this.
You have to excuse me, I'm not at my best. I've been gone for a week. I've been drunk since I left. And these so-called vacations will soon be my death. I'm so sick from the drink. I need home for a rest. Take me home.
Okay, so I've been changing the lyrics to that song lately as well, to something more pertinent to what's going on in the world. It goes a little something like this.
You'll have to excuse me, I'm not at my best. I've been home for 8 months and I'm drunk with no pants. And these new vaccinations will soon pass the test. I'm so sick from the drink, but I'll be home with the rest. Stay the f*** home!
That song was designed for this. It really was.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
So Beckley was laughing a couple weeks ago because he was looking at some real estate ads and there was a giant harp in the living room. And he was like, I had no idea how big harps were. And he was just like, that is not a practical instrument to play at all because you can't move it. And it's totally true. Like a harp, you need your own special vehicle to be able to transport that. So if you're growing up and you're like, I want to be a harpist. Yeah, that's probably not a practical thing to do, but it got me thinking about harp in music, because when you think about it and you think about the work that would go into having that harp as either a part of your band, first off, or even just in your recordings, it's a lot, okay? So needless to say, there aren't a whole lot of rock and roll harps out there, which, well, again, kind of makes sense because you can't transport them. So if you're an up-and-coming band and you got a harp, it's going to limit your options. Of course, the biggest one, though, the most obvious example of harp in music is Florence and the Machine. She has harp in most of her songs, but right off the bat in Dog Days Are Over, for example. Here's the harp. Oh, yeah. And just about every song of hers has harp, right? She's got a dedicated harp player in her band, which is super rare. And again, when you think about the annoyance that that would cause, my God. I don't know if you know this. This is Lana Del Rey. This is called Video Games, a great song by her, but she has harp.
Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game.
You can hear it right there kind of at the end. Queen, this is Love of My Life. Right there.
Love my life.
So they used a little addition of harp in that beautiful song. And then this I just wanted to bring up for honorable mention. This is harp metal. This guy has over 4 million views on this, and you can understand why when you hear it. Now that is the rock and roll harp. In fact, that's the metal harp. That's even beyond the rock and roll harp. But there you go. I mean, if you did want to pursue the harp, if that's been your dream your whole life, you can do it. It is possible. You just, you don't need some dedication and, well, a designated vehicle for it.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
We've talked before about carpet in the bathroom, which is just extremely disturbing to think about. If you have carpet in your bathroom, can you please get rid of that? Come on now. But I was reminded recently of something else that's a bit strange. It's those cloth toilet seats. Did anyone in your family ever have one of those? They were squishy and made of some sort of vinyl or something. They were big for a while. In fact, I think my parents still have one in the basement bathroom that they've never updated. But there was always a rip in them as well. So every time you sat down, you'd pinch your faff a little bit and would make a little noise, you know, let some air out and make it as you sat down. You're like, what the heck? Do you remember those? I really am glad that we've stopped experimenting with toilet seat coverings, because the more basic, the better, in my opinion. Like, the furry toilet seat covers were by far the most disturbing toilet fight. I can't even imagine the creatures that would be hidden in that. You know, nobody ever washed them. Nobody. And then heated seats like they have in Japan, those also weird me out, because you feel like somebody else's arse was just on that seat, which is a bit of a creepy feeling as well. It's like, oh, who was just on this? And then these puffy vinyl seats we were just discussing that hissed at you, also a strange thing, you know? A bathroom truly should be as simple and as sterile as possible, if you ask me. Don't get cutesy in the bathroom. Aside from maybe a painting in there or a decorative barnwood sign that says, this isn't a tree, please sit when you pee. Outside of that, very basic.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
We obviously get up pretty early with this job, and I tend to have some dark circles under my eyes most days. I was talking to a friend yesterday about that, and she was like, oh, I know how to fix that. I was like, oh, great. She goes, I've got this stuff that's great for raccoon eyes, which I was, thank you. I'm glad I look like a raccoon. But she said, here she go, and she pulled up this photo, and then she reads it aloud to me and says, yeah, it's the Maybelline Instant Age Rewind Eraser Dark Circle Treatment. I looked at her, I'm like, excuse me, what was that? She goes, yeah, the Maybelline Instant Age Rewind Eraser Darker Circle Treatment. Bless you. Like, could you squeeze any more words into that title if you tried? This is what we're dealing with as women here. These makeup pump companies, they just keep trying to outdo one another. So now they just throw, you know, every descriptor they can think of into the name of their product. So they cover all their angles, right? Like, oh no, this covers it all. Yeah. It's an age rewinder. It's an eraser. There's dark circle treatment. It's got everything you need. Dear Lord. Maybe we should try that tactic out for our show as well, though. Like, maybe for the name of our podcast, that's what we should do. Oh, yeah, you want our podcast? Yeah, it's the Terms for Butts Making Things Sexy, Slightly Silly, But Also Sometimes Serious, Thoughtful Discussions, BNS in 20-ish Minutes or Less podcast.
You've been listening to the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
For House of Cars, until January 15th, enter to have House of Cars wipe out your debt for free. No strings attached. Visit houseofcarscalgary.com.
You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at X92.9. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have VNS in 20 minutes or less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.